Hey everybody, this is Hobosode number 67. We're doing kind of a late night one tonight, and this one is sponsored by Stan Trucker. Thanks Stan Trucker for supporting the show over on Patreon. I've been working on a show earlier today. I've got, I don't know, maybe half of it done, but I didn't get it all finished up, so I guess I'm going to finish it up tomorrow. It's a pretty weird episode so far. So since I didn't get an episode out today, I'm just going to do a Hobosode again. Why not? What else am I going to do? Play GTA all night? Actually, that sounds kind of fun, but you know what? It's only like 10 o'clock right now. Maybe I'll finish this up, play a little bit of GTA before bed. I've been going through my old prank requests from my older email account, because I hate to throw away these old requests, but I've got a ton of it from the old account that I still have never gotten to. And this one I'm looking at right here, it's from Jeff. He's the one that sends me a lot of petitions and, you know, sidewalk petitions, stuff like that. And this one is from August of 2016. We've got some block party request forms. I've been trying this first one and she's not picking up, but maybe these others will pick up. I don't know what to say to block party people, so I think I'm just going to be weird neighbors at them or something. And it looks like on the bottom of the form I've got a bunch of council members. I've got a mayor, mostly council members though. So some time has passed. I haven't been able to get through to these block party people. It's like three different people want to do block parties. This first lady, for her block party, she's like, we also want to invite the police and firefighters to stop by for lunch so we can thank them. I'm sure they'd love hanging out with her. But none of these are picking up, so let's move on to the council members.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Mrs.
Is
Tom around? This is your neighbor.
No. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing's the matter. I don't know. Like, I found this hatch in my floor. I went down in it, and I found this underground tunnel network, and I think I'm underneath your house right now.
What?
I found a tunnel, like a cave, an intricate cave network underneath the whole city, or underneath the whole neighborhood, I guess. It's really large and extensive, and... I don't know. Is Tom around?
Yeah, just a minute.
Okay.
Tom, you really need to take this
home. Know where I'm going with this?
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you, on Vinland Street.
Yes?
And I've found this tunnel network underneath my house, and I've been traveling quite a ways down the street, and I think I'm directly underneath your house right now. That's what my GPS shows.
And where did you enter this tunnel?
It's from my basement. You know, like, there was this hatch in the floor. It was cemented over, but I managed to break through, and there were some steps and everything.
What address are you at, and what address do you live at on Vinland Road?
Way down there at the very end of the street.
What's the address?
Why do you need the address?
So I can get some idea of where it began.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I'm in the 2400 block. But no, it doesn't matter. I was just wondering, like, I'm banging on the ceiling right now of your basement, you know, underneath the basement floor. I was wondering, can you hear that? I'm like banging, got a stick.
No.
Well, are you in the basement?
Roy, what is your last name?
Gerbel. I don't know, I was wondering, like, I don't know, I think, like, there's a hatch, it goes up, and it looks like it goes into your basement, but I think it's probably cemented over, too, because I can't open it. You know? What are you doing?
I'm going down in my basement. All right.
Okay, I don't know where exactly, I'm banging in the floor, and I don't know. I don't want to try and break through. You know, I don't want to break into your house or anything. That'd be crazy. But I think you have a hatch that goes down into a a hidden underground city underneath the whole neighborhood?
I think you should call the police department.
Oh, no, this is mine. So far it's mine, but I thought it'd be cool if, you know, we could share it. We could share the space down here. I mean, think about it. We're homeowners. This is all this extra square footage. We don't have to do any work for it.
I mean, go ahead and bang again on this hatch that you're talking about.
Okay, here goes. I've got a bat, like an aluminum bat. I'm hitting it up against the top. Do you hear it yet?
No, not at all.
Shoot. I'm sure I'm under your house. I'm positive, because I worked out the coordinates and the math and everything. I walked the same route up top, and the GPS shows that I'm here.
I don't think so.
No, I'm definitely here. I'm underneath your house. Maybe in the daytime we could get together and I'll show you the underground tunnel network.
I work during the day and, I will, can I get a phone number for you?
Sure. Yeah. You ready? You don't hear that banging though?
Just a minute. Hang on. I got to get something to write with.
All right. There's a computer down here too. Like a really old computer. It looks like it's from the 70s. What?
Nothing. Okay. What's the phone number?
It's area code 920.
920.
Oh, shoot, hold on. Gotta do something real quick. The computer, it, like every 90 minutes or so, I gotta do this thing. Just hold on. Run over. 1 second. Shoot. If I can remember the code. Okay, here we go.
What's the phone number?
All right. Area code 920-420. Mm-hmm. It's 6969. Oh, yeah.
920-420. What were the last four numbers?
6969. Oh yeah.
969. No, there should be 10 numbers in a phone number.
No,
920-420.
Yeah, and then 6969.
And your last name again, Roy, was
Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
G is in gnome, E is in I, R is in Rwanda, B is in BBQ, I. Sorry, the air is really thin down here. I is in Ian, and L is in LOL.
Z-I-R-B-E-L?
Yep.
Z-I-R. B-E-L?
That's it, yep. Roy, over here on Vinland Street, yep.
What is the address on Vinland?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Hey, you said you got to work anyway. I'm just going to work down here myself. I'm going to catalog all of the things I found, the computers and the ancient scrolls and stuff. Like,
all right, well, what is your address on Vinland Road where you found it?
Maybe I miscalculated. You never know. Like, I've been drinking, so you never know. So maybe I'm under someone else's house. I don't know. You said you couldn't hear me. Maybe there's another neighbor I could be.
So you said you've been drinking?
Well, you know, not a whole lot, but it may be enough to throw off my math a little bit. No big deal.
All right. Thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, like you said you couldn't hear me. Oh. Sounds like I'm peeing. I think he's trying to pick up. Hello.
Yes, is this Roy?
Yeah, it's me. It's me. Yep. Uh huh. What are you calling me for? What are you calling back for?
Are you still in this
tunnel?
Yeah, yep. I'm working my way back toward the back toward my house, I think. I feel a little bit lost, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. So, okay, thank you.
What do you mean you're sure I am? What? What was that all about? Let's see if he tries again. I couldn't turn the water off when I was doing the ringing. Okay, there he goes. Man, I really need a simpler soundboard setup here. All right, though, I got that guy to go down into his basement and listen for me to be banging on the floor / my ceiling. And that guy thinks we should just turn the whole thing over to the government, let them have it all. No way. It's my cave now. It's my square footage. I pay taxes here. It's all mine.
Hello,
Steve.
Yes.
Hey, Steve. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street a little bit.
Okay.
And I was like doing some work in my basement here, and I found this hatch in the floor. And it turns out there's like this big cave network underneath our neighborhood. And
okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm underneath your house right now. Like I live over on Sterling.
I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
Because I don't think it'd go that far.
What do you mean it wouldn't go that far? No, this cave is huge. I haven't even found the end of it yet. Like, it goes on for blocks and blocks. And I'm just on Sterling. I'm just a couple blocks away. But, I can't even find the end of it. I brought my hover round down here and, like, just went as far as I possibly could, and I never found the end. Like, I'm shining a flashlight in all directions, and it is huge down here. But I'm pretty sure I'm underneath your basement right now.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of, I don't know, like ancient-looking stuff down here. There's like scrolls. Kind of looks like a lost city or something. Like, have you ever found the hatch in your basement?
No, I have not.
Because I'm right below your house right now. And it looks like there's a hatch that goes up. But when I try it, it's stuck shut. It won't open, like... You sure you
no,
just,
I couldn't tell you.
You sure you don't have a hatch? You just don't have something sitting on top of it?
Nope.
I mean, have you ever checked?
Yeah, I've been all over it. I've never seen a hatch.
Yeah, well, my hatch was cemented over, but, like, I had this big, heavy safe on it, and it started caving it in because the concrete was really thin over the hatch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how I figured it out. It was, like, just off in the corner of the basement, you know. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm trying to go to bed.
Oh, you want to go cave exploring? Like, come over
really.
To my house. We go walk around down here.
No, that's good. All right.
Jump on the back of the hover round. I got flashlights. You know, we could go on an adventure. Maybe there's, like, it seems like there's multiple levels down here. There's some stairs. I went down some stairs. That was like a big cavernous area. Lots of hallways. Yep.
Nope.
Hey, you don't have a pool, do you?
Nope.
Oh, thank goodness. There's this thing leaking down here. I thought it might be a pool or something. A lot of water.
Don't have a pool.
A lot of standing water. I'm basically walking around in about 2 inches of water. Yep. So you don't wanna drop by? Yeah, I can jump in the car. I'll come pick you up. We can come down and look in my cave in my basement. Like, this thing is huge, and like if you get the hatch open underneath in your basement, you're going to have, like, all this extra square footage. We could build a wall between them and share it. So far, yours is the only hatch I've found. So it might just be me and you. We're going to be cave neighbors soon.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. It's going to be great.
All right.
You don't sound too... I mean, I'm excited. Come on. Like, this thing is, like, bigger than the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
You'll be excited when you see it. Like, what time can you come over tomorrow? Like, what time do you get off work?
Well, I don't know. Mid-afternoon.
Okay. So, like 4, 3 or 4 or something? You want me to come by and show you my cave, if you know what I mean?
I got a 3 o'clock meeting. So.
Where at? What are you doing? Meeting with
City
you?
Hall.
Huh?
the meeting at City Hall.
Oh, what's the meeting about?
That's with the parks director.
Oh, what are you guys going to talk about?
The golf course.
Don't tell him about my cave, okay?
No, I won't.
Okay, because, you know, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with it, and if I'm going to tell anyone, I don't want to have to pay taxes on all this space.
Okay,
I don't really want to share it with a bunch of other people either. I mean, I'll share it with you, because you seem cool.
All right, sounds good. That's tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you then. Bye. What time's your meeting over?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Ah, crud. Try and hurry it along, okay? Like get them to rush through it.
Sounds good.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye. Sleep well. Sleep tight. Hang up now. All right, he hung up. Well, that was incredibly boring. I should have just ended this hobo-sode with that last one. I mean, that guy was concerned enough to call me back and everything. So both of those people are council members, I assume, in the same place. So they should have some fun stories to exchange tomorrow. And probably that first guy, he's going to be like, well, I called him back, but now his number's not working. That's weird. How'd that happen?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street from you. I'm over on Frederick Street. And, hey, you know, weirdest thing, like, I was doing some work in my basement, and I found this hatch that leads down into a cave, and it goes several blocks away, and I'm pretty sure I'm underneath your house right now.
What?
I found this cave system underneath the neighborhood, and I've tracked down the location of this other hatch, and it's directly below your house. And I was wondering, do you mind if I try and open the hatch and see if it goes up into your basement or anything?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
You're there right now?
Yeah, I'm inside the hatch right now. I'm underneath your house.
Oh, my God.
I live like, I don't know, a good 7 blocks away from you on Frederick Street.
And that's really strange.
Yeah, it's crazy. I had no idea we had this much history down here. Like, there's, like, this is a really intricate cave network down here. There's, like, these scrolls and stuff, stone tablets.
Are you... Scrolls and stone tablets?
Yeah, well, the scrolls are a little moldy. I don't know if they're readable. I don't want to touch them, because there's a lot of water down here. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's I don't know, piles of bones and stuff. It looks like no one's been down here for I don't know, like 1,000 years or something.
That sounds very strange.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wasn't expecting this. I was just trying to clean up the extra room in my basement. Next thing you know, the I had this big safe on top of this part in the concrete caved in, and there's there's a big hole in the floor, and all these caves and stuff.
Yeah, let me turn a light on, but I don't think there's any kind of hatch, because we have a concrete floor.
Oh yeah, I do too, on my basement, but it was caved through a little bit. I had to climb down, I had to put a ladder down there. It is about 20 feet down, is as tall as my ladder.
Yeah, so, where did you say you live on Frederick?
Way up, like 7 blocks away. But and this isn't even the end of it. This is just the first other hatch that I've found.
Uh huh. Let me see. So is there like an actual handle or?
Yeah. It's kind of metalish, as some sort of a weird metal compound thing.
But
doesn't look like any metal I ever saw. And
is it gonna like break the floor?
I don't know. Like mine, I think it was just like, you know, erosion or something. It like wore all the dirt through. And I think there's animals down here. I've been hearing something scurrying about.
Oh yeah, probably the raccoons, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe could be. I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm trying this hatch that's underneath your house, and it doesn't seem to be budging at all. So we may have to, like, I can come over tomorrow and start digging down into, you know, from your basement. We can start pulling up all the concrete.
I don't think my husband would want to do that.
Wait, I hear something. I think
how did you get our number?
I was in the directory thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think I hear.
All right, what's your last name?
Gerbel. Hold on, there's something down here. There's something. Hold on. Shit. Oh, shit. Sleestacks. I'm being attacked by sleestacks. Crap. Shit. I beat him off with the broom. Well, I'm don't take that the wrong way. Yeah, you know, hold on, I'm running. I think I lost him. Are you still there?
Yeah.
It was a sleestack, ma'am.
Okay. That's nice.
That was a close one.
Well, that's a nice joke there, Roy.
What are you talking about? It's not a joke. That thing nearly caught me. Holy shit. Holy shit. That was crazy. Fucking sleestacks.
Well, you have fun with that.
Well, do you want me to stop by tomorrow? We can start working on that, you know, digging and stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
No.
This could be more square footage for you in your house. You probably won't even have to pay taxes on it. I don't think they own, like, what's below the ground, you know? Like, way below? 20 feet?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know you, number one. And number two...
Well, we're going to be cave neighbors. We're gonna
I don't
be...
think this is really a thing, so...
No, this is totally real. Look, we're going to be knowing each other. We're cave neighbors. We can put up a wall or a fence down here or whatever. Stay on each other's sides. I mean, on our own sides, not each other's sides. That's silly. You know, just saying.
Well, Roy, thanks for calling and letting us know.
You're welcome. And, hey, is it okay if I keep messing with this hatch? I'm going to get a crowbar and...
I don't think so.
Dig upwards.
Not a good idea.
Why not? Come on, you may have the rights to half of these stone tablets and scrolls and stuff.
I don't think so.
All right, your loss. You know what? Like, when I sell all my shit to the Smithsonian or whatever, you're going to be pretty jealous. Because some of the stuff's under your house, too.
Okay. Well, it can stay there.
No, it's not staying here. I'm selling this shit. Mm-hmm. This is historical shit.
All right.
Well, you have a good night. I'm gonna be up all night cataloging stuff, bringing things back up to the surface and all that.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Okay. Well, you just hang up already. Jesus, hang up the phone. Just go.
Bye bye.
Go back to sleep. I love how she was just all for it. She thought it was all a real thing until the sleestack attack. That let her know it was fake. Okay, so now we have three council members that are going to have stories to exchange tomorrow. Maybe I should call up the mayor. I tried calling up the mayor and he's not picking up his phone tonight. But I should get the mayor to, like, videotape. Maybe he could, help us out with calls of mass confusion tomorrow during that 3:00 meeting. Get them to tell their crazy stories on video. And man, that first guy, I think he's still convinced that it's real. Well, no, I told him I was drinking. Maybe not. But man, you guys, I'm going to kind of end this episode now. I'm still a little bit shooken up by the sleestack attack. I was not expecting to find living sleestacks down here. That's crazy. Thank you, Stan Trucker, for sponsoring this episode.
Hopefully I'll have a full show out tomorrow if I can finish up that stuff that I started earlier today.
I woke up in a dumpster, feeding for crack. I had a broken arm and a bruise on my nutsack. And I just got ass from this fat bitch who's got her eye on my bus pass. But she's got a mustache. Won't you please get out of my trash?
Okay.
Then this alien on a galactic mission told me a bunch of shit and he was hoping I would listen. You live the grimy life, it's so dirty, not clean. You're a hardcore punk like Avril Lavigne. And you know these machines from outer space?
The ones that eat batteries and smoke toxic waste?
They came from the sky when I was eating pie. I wasn't even scared, so I didn't even cry. I wasn't even high, I wouldn't even lie. I saw these robots, but I didn't run and hide. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. I wake up in my clothes, I fuck a lot of hoes.
Do aliens exist?
Nobody knows, but I know that aliens do exist. I know because an alien gave me a kiss. So I gave him a hug and he shook my hand and he said,
I'm from Japan.
These aliens are good and robots are bad. A robot's brain is controlled by the man. Saw this robot in the back of my barn.
What'd you do?
I beat him up with my prosthetic arm.
You did not have my permission to give information to the Chinese.